is Tony for the A Minute to Midnight show, and we welcome back Carolyn Hamlett today. And we've got a very important, well, we believe an important subject to address. So welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on here, so I look forward to it. And I'm sure it'll be another great show that we have here today. So, Carolyn, there's been some controversy in recent weeks revolving around the third eye, the pineal gland, and chakras in Christian circles. I thought it would be a good idea to ask you to share some of what you know on this topic, since you are, as a former Illuminist, are very familiar with these things. I see so much New Age and occultic theologies being accepted and even incorporated into the church today. This is like a big red flag waving for me. So can you give the listeners a bit of a rundown on what these things are?
First of all, you mentioned it's a red flag. I think that's a very good thing, which means that you are being Holy Spirit guided. So to people that are not familiar with the Holy Spirit of God, when you are guided by the Holy Spirit of God, which is through Jesus Christ, then you are able to receive from God, the creator of the universe. You're able to be guided by him and not by the enemy, who's actually the prince of darkness. And the next important thing that comes to my mind is what I'd like people to know is, from my background, what the plan is. The plan for what people know as the New World Order is much more than a New World Order. It's a plan that was birthed in the supernatural by a very powerful supernatural being. That is, people refer to as Satan or Lucifer. It's the same person, same entity. And it's anti-God, the creator of the universe, anti-righteousness. I was born into a bloodline that I was told was from, they were actually not human. That it was in my bloodline, they actually worshiped Lucifer. And they also called him Christ. And it's kind of a complicated type of a plan to go into depth at this point. But the most important part I would like to bring out is that the plan is real. That when I was a very little girl, I was told the steps of the plan that was going to be carried out the next 50, 60 years. I knew part of the plan from when my mother had joined the organization and worked for the organization in the plan, and she started at age 16. But the point is, you're born into the organization, and they don't always choose everyone for the certain type of, they don't choose everyone to educate them the same way they educated my mother and then myself. Because of the place they placed us into the plan to use us, we both were given understanding of the plan. And I mean, it's like a blueprint of how it operates in the supernatural as well as the physical. So what I knew as a very little girl was that toward the end of the plan, before they were going to bring in the global ruler, the whole point was to start blending from even back when I was a child at 4 or 5 years old, back in the 1950s, slowly but surely blending the Eastern religion, the Hinduism, Eastern religions, blending it into Christianity so that people would be taken away from Christianity, which the true Christianity is Jesus Christ as Savior. That is the truth, that Jesus Christ is Savior. I wasn't brought up to believe that, but this is something I found out was absolute fact later. Top Illuminists, they are shown the truth that Lucifer is actually Satan himself. And in order to understand who Satan is, and to serve Satan, you have to understand who Jesus Christ is, because Satan wants people in the top of his organization to know who he is and to turn their back on Jesus Christ, knowing full well who Jesus Christ is, who Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the creator of the universe. Jesus Christ is the same person as in the book of John chapter 1. He was the creator also. Nothing was created on this earth without him. He's mighty. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So Satan's plan is to take people slyly away from the truth. And one of the slyest ways they've done this is not blatant Satanism. It's what they call the Christ consciousness. It's through the Brotherhood of the White Lodge. That's his division of the satanic hierarchy. That's the top ones next to Lucifer, who is Satan, next to himself. Those are beings that parade around or masquerade as ascended masters, highly evolved beings. Some as extraterrestrials. They're not extraterrestrials. They're part of the satanic hierarchy. These beings wrote books, channeled them to Madame Blavatsky and to Alice A. Bailey. These were like our Bibles when I was a little girl. I mean, I was in elementary school reading these books. I understood a lot of these books. They were called metaphysical at that time. And a lot of it is what is physics, and now it's been proven scientifically. A lot of that information, it's not considered like theology or philosophy anymore. It's science. However, what they've done, this is an evil hierarchy that's very real. They are pirating God's kingdom. They do want to kill us, not only physically, but spiritually. They want to actually hijack. I mean, this gets way out there, but they want to hijack people. And they're trying to find a way that they do not have to be, they don't have to spiritually die. The very ascended masters, like Dwalkowel, the Master DK, Master Hilarion, Kathumi, Master Saint Germain. I mean, there's some top masters that I associated with even as a child. That I worked with them up until the time that I ended up defecting from the organization, leaving them, because I definitely, when I found out exactly who Jesus Christ was and who they were, and I realized that I could die if I actually went against them. I took a chance. You know, I called on the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm alive today because of that. I mean, we've talked about that in another interview.
Yeah, and people would do well to go back and listen to that, because it was pretty awesome.
So, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for helping me get that information out. I mean, it isn't easy for me to do this, to put the information out, you know, but
But it's stuff that people need to hear.
They do.
You know, that's really good. So, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't actually have a clue what the third eye or the pineal gland and chakras is all about. Can you give them a bit of an idea what those things actually are?
Well, when I was a little girl, they never used the word chakras. That was something I heard later. People, it's like different terms for different things. Yep. We called them centers. And yeah, when I was, I was probably 2 years old when I first was being taught about that, maybe even younger. But see, I was already operating out of those centers anyway. It's actually taught for, it's demonic and spirit contact in a way to leave the body. It's when you're doing this, you're not entering into God's kingdom. But maybe we can go into that in just a minute.
Yep.
So I was taught about all of that when I was even 2 years old, understood very well about it. And I was taught how to do telepathy with animals at what levels to, you know, what centers to communicate telepathically with animals, how to impress upon humans. I learned at 2 years old how to plant thoughts in people's heads, you know, how to, you know, people talk about thinking outside of the box. Well, you know, there's two ways to think outside of the box. You can think outside, like it's like the head center, which you're entering in Satan's kingdom, or you can be connected to God, the creator of the universe. You can be genius, connected to the genius through the Holy Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. I mean, these are two separate things. Through Jesus Christ, it's a It's like a direct phone line.
Yeah, so you don't need to use the third eye and the pineal gland to communicate with God, do you?
No, I'll tell you what, God does not use the third eye. I'm speaking from the experience of being taught this from the Ascended Masters and from working in the organization to be used in the organization. This is Satan's organization. This is a huge conspiracy. It is, these are con artists. These are not good beings. This isn't to get people to trick them to get into their realm. See, the thing about humans is we have more spiritual authority, especially under Jesus Christ, and we've surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ, and we're under his umbrella of protection. When we do this, we have more authority. Even without that, we have more authority than any of these beings have. So what they do, if anybody's familiar with the great invocation of that, you can find it, Lucius Truss, whatever, great invocation. I definitely don't anyone even pray that thing. I'm even hesitant to read it. I don't want to think it. I memorized that as a little kid because I said it so often. It's their prayer. If you look at what the words are talking about, it's talking about wills, the will of man, putting it in with the will, the higher, what they call it, the higher will. And that's actually Satan, the higher will that the masters know and serve. There's like the will of God, the creator of the universe, and then there's the other will. Well, they're saying that Satan is the higher will, that is the will that the masters know and serve, and that the whole great invocation, it's an invoking of people to be in agreement with getting humanity to fall in line and agree with Satan's will. It's trickery, and this is what the third eye does. So God doesn't use the third eye to communicate with us. If you look at the Old Testament, he communicated to his people through his chosen priests. They didn't use the third eye. They communicate directly by God to them. And through Jesus Christ, we actually are kings and priests. We are connected to God through Jesus Christ. It's not Christ consciousness. No, we are in Christ. It's totally, totally different. They take the word of Christ and they use it. Christ means anointed one. Satan has his anointed one and anointed ones. Jesus Christ was God's chosen, only anointed one, because it took God himself to do what it needed to be done to redeem us.
That's what's confusing, I think, for some people. Some people have been teaching that you use the third eye and the pineal gland, etc., to actually communicate with God. And that was a big red flag.
The thing, too, about the pineal gland, people talk about keeping it healthy. You know, all this promotion of health, doing the yoga and decalcify your pineal gland, all that. It's good to be health-centered, to be wanting to make your body healthy, because if your pineal gland, any part of your body, is unhealthy, your body's not going to operate properly. You're going to have a hard time thinking properly. And with the pineal gland, it actually involves the endocrine system. And I'll tell you in a minute about why this is, it's a spiritual, why the demonic side is using this. But if you just want to take care of your body, that's a wonderful thing. But the whole point of this being promoted as decalcifying your pineal gland so you can be spiritual and hear God, that is from Satan's plan. I've known this since I was a little kid. I knew that they were going to start doing this.
And this is exactly why people need to hear this.
I used to teach it. I used to teach this stuff. So, and I also know from being in the spiritual hierarchy why they did this, what they actually did, and what happens to people when they fall in line with this third eye activation thing. And, you know, I can tell people too, if we have time, I'll even give you some pointers on how to deactivate and how to cleanse yourself spiritually the right way.
Do you think that churches should be offering yoga and martial arts classes and encouraging people to participate in that sort of thing?
Absolutely not. That is another thing that is part of the plan that I knew as a kid. They were going to be introducing this to Christianity. This is trying to make gray area where there is no gray area. This is entering into Eastern religion, Hinduism. Something I recommend is rather than me go into a lot of detail about this, the person I would like everybody to go to look at the information, he was my former Kundalini yoga teacher back in 1970. His name is Mike Shreve. He is a Christian minister, has been for many years. He is an expert. You will not find anybody, as far as I know, there's nobody more qualified to speak on this subject than Mike Shreve. I mean, he studied under gurus back in the 60s. He had, I don't know how many students he had, but I was one of his students. In fact, it's interesting how God works things. I don't know if it's coincidence. It doesn't seem like it is, but I was in the class that was waiting for Mike to come to teach. He hitchhiked to class. I was in that very class at the University of South Florida waiting for him when he was late. He's never late for class. He was late that day. And then some young man came running up to us, all the people that were outside of the class, the students, and came to tell us why Mike was late. He had been hitchhiking and a Christian picked him up and led him to Jesus Christ. Do you know, we all just shook our heads. We thought, what in the world? Why would he throw everything away for Jesus Christ? We thought he was such a spiritually advanced person. I mean, I'm talking about somebody I was impressed with. And I had mentors that wrote books for Lucius Trust. And I was impressed with Mike Shreve as a Kundalini yoga teacher. So that's pretty major. So anyway, you know, it turns out that most of those people, maybe all of them, became Christians. My friends became Christians after that, shortly after that. It took me 17 years later till I realized why, what it was all about. And I thank God. Oh, my, thank God that God showed me the truth. But Mike can speak as a Christian minister and also speak from knowing this and teaching this. And he knows scripturally and also knows from experience why this yoga is not of God. Jesus Christ never taught yoga. And even the scriptures, Mike gives demonstrations of scriptures that people in the organization will say Jesus Christ is actually teaching something he's not. I can do the same. Maybe not every scripture he talks about, but I can do the same because I was taught these same scriptures out of the Bible. They take them out of context and they try to tell you that they say something they don't say. So I'm telling people that from my personal experience. Mike's another one that can tell you from his personal experience. So he has written numerous books. You can go to his website. He has several websites, but you can get connected to them all if you go to Mike Shreve or Google Mike Shreve Ministries or Shreve Ministries.
How do you spell his name?
S-H-R-E-V as in Victor, E.
Cool. That's good. Good information.
Oh, yeah. He has information about why chakras, why they're not true, and why even some of the gurus claim that they aren't true, but they still will teach some of them. Hinduism is, there's numerous gods. Jesus doesn't teach that. He didn't teach. He never taught any of that. The same thing about Jesus being a Gnostic. I mean, I know that he wasn't. And the fact, I mean, I could go off on all this, so I guess I won't. But there's a lot of lies going around, especially now, being taught about who Jesus was, wasn't, or who what he was, as if he went out and was taught by these Indians when he was a kid. And I know for a fact that's not true, and I can show you from the Bible. And it's there. I'm not going to go into it now, but it's maybe another time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you look at the back of the dollar bill, and you've got the pyramid with the eye of Horus in there, is that eye in the top of that pyramid? Is that referring to the third eye?
Well, it could. They use that. as the third eye, the all-seeing eye, the eye of Lucifer, the eye of Horus, the god. You know, it's used in many different ways. And it kind of is depending on what level of education you're on in the hierarchy, or like in the pyramid. So it means a lot of different things. And also, you know, in the Bible where it says, a lot of people want to say that Jesus said, was talking about the third eye when he goes, when your eye's single, it should be full of light.
Yeah.
Well, he's not. If anybody looks in context, go back and take a look at what he's talking about. He's not talking about a third eye and Christ consciousness. In fact, Christ consciousness is never taught in the Bible. You know, even look at what Paul said. What Paul, I mean, if you really read the Bible, even just the New Testament, you can see that Jesus Christ isn't anything like what these ascended masters or these gray area, some of these Christian teachings are saying he is. They're actually walking people away from the truth of salvation of who Jesus Christ is. And if you walk away from the truth of salvation, you've walked yourself away from who you are to God himself. We are his children. We are literally his children. We were created to have dominion. And that's what Satan's trying to steal. He wants to get us. So this is what the third eye thing is all about too. If he can enter into us, he can use us and get us to do his will, to want to do what it puts him in the driver's seat.
So you don't believe that calcifying, and all that has anything to do with our communication with God?
No, not at all. It doesn't. Yeah, because God communicates on a supernatural level. I mean, you know what? And physically, if the pineal gland is calcified, then it's going to affect your endocrine system. It's going to affect, you have diseases, physical diseases. You may not be able to think clearly, but I know from my own personal experience, and this was taught to me even as a kid, you think outside of the body. So on one way, they're telling you, you need to decalcify your pineal gland in order to get to reach what they call Christ consciousness, and to be in touch with God. But then on the other hand, on the other level, they teach you to separate yourself from your body so that you can be outside of it and not even be affected by any physical limitations that would cloud your thinking or your memory or your emotions. So I know some people listening to this might make sense to them because they'll go, oh yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. So there's really no place, is there, in Christianity or in the church for any of this sort of practices, is there?
Another thing, look at, if you're a Christian, consider what the Bible says about the Egyptians. And God has said in Deuteronomy and other places in the Bible, don't do as those people do. Don't do as the Egyptians do, that they were involved in demonic practices. Well, guess who was really big on the third eye stuff? And the god of Horus, the all-seeing eye, the Egyptians.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Another reminder is again that the third eye stuff and the chakra and pineal gland stuff is something that is part of the plan that they were going to bring in to actually just people in general, everybody in the world, to try to introduce that so that it'll get them ready for the new religion, what they're not, the new global religion, which they're going to say it's not a religion, it's actually truth. And this is going to come after they get everybody tired of religions, saying religious extremists cause problems, and now we're just going to have peace and brotherhood. So that's what this is all about. They're trying to get people all united and in agreement with this and the peace and brotherhood. But the thing about the third eye thing is that when your third eye is open, you're not opening it to God. You're actually allowing yourself to be opened up to the demonic realm. They want you to do this. That's why they're promoting it as part of the plan. So, and if people actually knew what I knew, they would definitely not want to do this. Because for one thing, it's sometimes very often hard to close the door once it's open. So this is all about agreement. So they try to, it's all about marketing and agreement. They market it as it's a good thing. It's good for your health. You're going to be spiritual. There's a whole long list of all the things you're going to get if you open your third eye. Well, it's all a lie. So it's all because they want you to hand over the keys so they can drive you. So when you open your third eye, it's actually easier for them to possess you. They can control you with, take you out supernaturally and like astral traveling. You may think it's really great, but it isn't. It can get quite dangerous. There are long-term and there's short-term effects, and none of them are good. So what they do, there's an interesting trick here that they use the human host. They try to make them happy. By one of the ways they do this is that there's a cord attached to the people. People don't know about this. I know this because of working in a satanic hierarchy. And it's through this particular cord, a spiritual cord, they can pump a type of energy into you. They're connected to you. They're sending out, if maybe people are familiar with soul ties, when you become attached to demonic entities, and they can affect your physical neurotransmitters. That's what the pineal gland is all about. So it involves the endocrine system. So it can alter your brain chemistry. So they can actually affect you, a person, by pumping in artificially, changing your body chemistry so that you feel good about something. So you think you're Holy Spirit guided or you're guided by the Christ consciousness when actually you're not. You're being steered by a demon or a demonic entity from Satan's hierarchy. You're being steered like a Pavlov's dog. If you don't know what a Pavlov's dog is, go look it up. So you start responding according to the stimulus. So with this, they can, if something feels good, you may think, wow, I feel good about this. This must be right. Or I feel good that this person I'm next to must be vibrating at a higher frequency, so I'm going to be next to them. And, oh, that person's a negative person. I'm not going to be around them. Well, it could be that the person that you're perceiving as a negative person actually isn't, actually is a Christian, a Holy Spirit-filled Christian that is just a different spirit than you are when you are being guided by these unholy spirits. So that should give you an idea about how it can affect you, the brain chemistry. The other thing, the part about it is if you're going in a direction they don't want you to go into, let's say you may feel like they make a change in your life and they're telling you, you're starting to think, oh, maybe I don't feel really good about that change in my life, or this bad thing's happening to me and I must mean that I'm not supposed to go that route. And then as soon as you decide not to go that route, well, hey, you're feeling better again. Well, guess what? That stuff can be, it's not always that way. But quite often, that's how they control somebody, to manipulate their will to go the direction to be with the people that these demonic entities want you to be with, to make the decisions that they want you to make, to impress upon somebody a thought on somebody, they invade your life. Okay, that is not the answer, and they're slick. They don't want to come across as they're thieves. It's like they don't want to come across as that, so you aren't going to see that right away. Anyway, there are plenty of scriptures in the Bible that talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, and these entities will, there's lots of Bible. If you look at the scriptures in the Bible, you'll see exactly who Jesus Christ is. And the power, that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Another thing to take a look at, these scriptures are not being taught by the so-called Christ consciousness people, the people that are that are pushing chakras and third eye stuff. They don't even want to mention it because it'll make them cringe. So I'd like to mention the long-term, it's a basic long-term spiritual effect of opening up the third eye can make you very, very demonized. And not even aware of it, make you very moody, can make you unhealthy physically, and the long-term physical effect, that it can really mess up your entire endocrine system, and you can have psychological diseases, physical diseases. So, and another thing is that the third eye, being called the seat of the soul, a lot of people listening to this may have already heard that, the seat of the soul. Think about it. That's, you're putting Satan in your driver's seat, seat of you, body, soul, and spirit. So when you say yes to them, they want you to say yes. It's all about will. So if you say yes, you let them in, they're driving you. You've surrendered yourself to them. And it's very, very dangerous. So again, God doesn't communicate through the third eye to us. Definitely doesn't. And another point, if it was so good, if that stuff was so good, then why would I have left it? Why would Mike Shreve have left it all those many years ago? It was like, what, 1970 he became a Christian? And, you know, for me, it was probably 1986 or seven, but would I, not, neither one of us would ever go back. And because we have the truth now, and we want everybody to be saved from the deceptions. Some people have asked me about, they might feel a tingling of the third eye, in the third eye area. Sometimes if, like in the organization or a spiritual teacher, they may touch you in the third eye, what they call activating the third eye. Don't let somebody touch you there. And if they do, just ask God to cleanse it, you know, go in prayer about it. It's not a good idea. They can also do it through astral means, through the, you know, astral body. Same thing, you have a helper through God. So it's really important, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is, to know, to study who he is and to give your life to him, because if you are under the authority of Jesus Christ, if you belong to him, then you are part of the kingdom of heaven and you, the kingdom of God. You are not part of the kingdom of darkness. Anybody outside is subject to be, it's like you're outside the city gates. You know, if you want safety, go in the city gates. God's provided that for you. That's what Jesus Christ did. This is not like a social club, like, oh, you can only get in if you do this, that, and the other thing. No, it's like God takes us as we are. He opens the gates to us, and he wants us to come in. So, and he will cleanse us. So that would be the first thing, is to give your life to Jesus Christ. And one of the things that many people forget to do as Christians, they forget to renounce occult activities, to renounce and be cleansed of them. And you can find lists even on my blog of occult activities, what is of the occult. If you're not sure, ask God to show you. You know, talk to God like he's a person. He hears you. Believe me, he hears you. So, and he's everywhere present. So, and then ask God to sever the ties to all the things that are not of him. And then ask God to seal the door shut with the blood of Jesus Christ, to cleanse you and seal that door shut. And renounce all previous involvement with anything that has to do with the third eye, chakras, meditation, yoga, Eastern religions. And again, it's so important again to that you can ask God to show you what you need to pray for. And then make sure that you ask God to sever any demonic attachments. And something else I want to mention that's been very helpful to me and to many people I know is that on this Bride Ministry site, that's Daniel Duvall's site, he has a page called Prayer Resources.
Can you Prayer give a, do, you, do you have the URL for that site?
It's a, if you were to put in bridemovement.com or Bride Ministries, Dan Duvall, D-U-V-A-L. And it's also on my blog, which is beyondthephysicalrealm.com. I have it in the side margin on my blog, some of my favorite links, and that is prayer resources on Daniel Duvall's Bride Ministry site. There are prayers there that will help everyone with the salvation, for soul ties, splitting, severing soul ties, being cleansed of these things. And you can also email me or Daniel Duvall and get some other help if you would like. I also have articles on my blog that have to do with spiritual warfare. You can find those in the side column on my blog. There's one like Spiritual Warfare 101. I have several articles about spiritual warfare. And Doorways for Demons, that was written by Dr. Preston T. Bailey, Jr. And one about victory over sleep paralysis. I mean, salvation is through Jesus Christ, and deliverance is through Jesus Christ. There is no power greater than Jesus Christ, except for the Father, the creator of the universe. And he has handed over this authority to Jesus Christ. And we, as God's children, have more authority than you could ever realize. But when you start walking in this authority, then you will see your life changing.
Wow, that's awesome. So, yeah, I think we are getting close to wrapping up. Have you got any other things that you would like to add, or anything that comes to your mind as important that you may have overlooked so far that you think the listeners need to hear on this subject?
I think I pretty well said it.
So, yeah, there was a lot of great information in there, and there is so much in there that I think many people need to hear, and I reckon it's great the way you've presented it. So I want to thank you, Carolyn, for being on our Minute to Midnight show again. It's always great to have you on, and no doubt we'll be covering some more topics with you in the future. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Really, thank you.